The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
I think one of the primary things that I'm always struck by in this reading today from the Gospel is just the instantaneous connection with Elizabeth hearing the greeting from Mary and then, you know, St. John the Baptist leaping at that moment because of the connection of mother to child. That's the thing that sort of speaks to me a lot in there. I've mentioned my mom here or there in homilies before, and I've been somewhat amazed by this just because throughout my life, my mom and I really have had a very strong connection with one another. And, you know, it's one of those weird things. I know many of you out there have the same kind of weird stuff. Like, have you ever done that thing, like, where you actually pick up the phone to call your mom, but then, like, she calls you, like, when you were about to pick it up to dial her number? That's happened many times throughout my life. That isn't that a strange thing? You know, my mom and dad live in Texas, but yet different 2-hour different time zone, and we would happen to pick up the phone and call each other at around the same time. Just strange things like that. And then if we remember, you know, part of the story, one of the things that happens to Zechariah is that he's mute for a little while. And I was like, this is really a lot like my dad and my mom. You know, my dad says nothing sometimes and my mom says everything. I was just like, maybe you have something similar in your own family. But I think the thing that's so important about that is when we think about connection from mother to child, from Elizabeth to St. John the Baptist, from Mary to Jesus. Again, how important it is to build up that relationship with our Blessed Mother because of the connection that she has to Jesus, and that she's such an unbelievably direct line, conduit to her son. And because of that, that's why I think it's so extraordinary every time we develop these particular Marian devotions in our life, whether that be the rosary or you know, other particular devotions. And it can really transform our life. And now one thing that I was speaking with somebody about the other day that's such an important component to this as well, is that we see the different natures of, like, the missions of the two children, right, as forerunner and as, you know, as the Savior himself. One of the things that's amazing about St. John the Baptist, too, is that time in the desert. You know, we can see that Mary goes outside of her regular situation to even go meet with her cousin Elizabeth. But then St. John the Baptist goes outside of the situation that he has to be able to commune with God. And the only way that he's really able to do that is by the distance that he has from other things in the world. A lot of the, what we would call, like, the anxieties of life, right? He was categorically different in extracting himself from what many people had as anxieties of life. And often you notice when you do that, things become more focused. You're able to actually focus on the Lord more. And again, that's another aspect of how we change our life, so that when we're actually walking through even our own homes, we sort of see what's necessary and what's not necessary at a point when we're able to kind of go out there on a limb. And then even if we've been blessed with things that are a certain amount of material wealth in our life, we can have the proper grip on it. You know, sometimes they're blessings from the Lord, and then we could also give some of our wealth to other people. But then also, sort of easy come, easy go. You know, the Lord has given, and the Lord hath taken away, right? There are times that we realize that we just don't know if that material wealth will last in some way, shape, or form. Some of the recessions we've had in recent years speak to this, people's retirement funds and different things like that. It's a very fickle beast, material wealth. But our Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal thing. Mary, Queen of Heaven, is the eternal thing. So if we have connection with those things, then we don't really fear any of the material things that can kind of give us anxiety at times. And the more we put our trust into eternal things, the less we worry about the anxieties of the world. And so that's really our lesson between all of these characters in there, is that they're putting their trust in eternal realities rather than earthly ones. God bless you all.